Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Good morning, everybody. It's Saturday morning, and I'm still here at the Rotary District Conference in Chattanooga. And I have a very unique guest today. I'm actually kind of feel honored to sit beside him. It's very seldom that I get to meet people that are as enthusiastic about being entrepreneurs as I am. As y'all know, I've owned a lot of companies in my lifetime. Some have been very successful, some have not. But I'm sitting here with a guy that's had a lot of success, Mr. Steve Sudbury. And here's the great thing about it. He is from my home county that I currently live. Good morning, Mr. I'm just going to call you Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Absolutely.
So I'm sitting here looking. You've been in Rotary for 31 years, correct?
Correct.
And the 6760 chapter, is that correct?
Yes, always in Gallatin, never anywhere else. I didn't join Rotary until I came to Gallatin and married my wife.
Oh, wow. How long have you been married?
I knew you was fixing to ask that when I said it. This would be 35 years.
Yeah, don't want to get you in trouble.
No, 35 years, June the 19th.
Wow. That in itself is an amazing accomplishment. That's actually really cool. I've actually been married for 4 years, going on 4 years, so I feel this is pretty good for me. But anyway, I've got a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old now, so I think I'm going to have to stay hooked with this one. So anyway, why did you become a Rotarian?
Well, to be honest with you, I didn't even know what Rotary was. My father-in-law, who many Sumner Countyans will know, is John Garrett, Garrett Brothers Ready Mix. And John told me one day how he tells many people, son, this is what you need to do. And he took me to Rotary, and I met a lot of people, actually, that I already had known. Bill Draper, who was over the electric department, I had already met Bill because he was in charge of the poles when I was building volunteer cable television, which is why I moved back to this part of the country. And Bill and I had become friends, so I immediately found that I already had friends that were in Rotary and just seemed like the thing to do. And I enjoy it. It's, we're all raised differently. And I always say people are products of how they're raised. That's probably 95% true. It's not always true.
I'm an example of that, yes.
You know, sometimes things happen better than you would ever imagine for a kid that came from some parents that, weren't really what you would consider good parents, and vice versa. Sometimes kids that are from great families do some really stupid things. And so you never know. But, when you're dealing with people, I always remember what my dad told me. He said, son, you can choose to live anywhere in the world, but where you live will never be better than it was when you found it if you don't get involved. You are the person that can make a difference in your community. And that's really true. And that's kind of the life of Rotary. Not only do we do stuff locally, we do stuff statewide. We do stuff worldwide, and, for the last 35 years, we've been trying to eradicate polio, and as of last week, this current year, there are only 5 cases of polio in the world, and that's our polio. It's you have to go 3 years with no polio anywhere for it to be certified as totally eradicated. But there are only Pakistan and Afghanistan are the only 2 countries that we've had polio in in the last 2 years. Everywhere else, it is eradicated. But that's where we had 13 cases last year, and this year we have 5 so far. So, can't thank Bill Gates enough. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, for the past 3 or 4 years, has been giving us $2 for every $1 we collect. It takes about 13 cents to inoculate somebody with a polio virus vaccination, which is a liquid drop. And we've spent millions and millions of dollars doing that in the last 35 years.
Well, it's just another thing the Rotary Club's doing to benefit society. And, this was my first time to be around the Rotary Club. I'm going to be upfront about this. But I want to jump back to a subject you just mentioned just a second ago about a product of your environment. You know, you're not aware of this yet. I'm going to make you aware of it. I ran away when I was 11 years old, much like a lot of people, in a very troubled and trialed and tribulated home, and crawled in a Greyhound bus, and it's in my book, by the way, don't look me up, crawled in a Greyhound bus and just kind of disappeared till I was 17 years old, and I actually was a pretty good baseball player, and was lucky enough to hit a big shot in a state tournament, and it got national attention, and be honest with you, just a lucky pitch. But anyway, I got national attention, which brought my parents to figure out where I was at, and ultimately I came back to Tennessee, and then, of course, I've been an entrepreneur ever since, and the trials and tribulations just continued there after that. But I never really did have a father figure, nor really a mother figure, so I just kind of bounced around from the ages of 11 to 17, and quite frankly, I had to take care of my two brothers before 11. So I really, really didn't ever have a childhood. So it's cool to see, as I've talked to some of the Rotarians, y'all bring people over from overseas and help people that are, I talked to Bill yesterday. No, it was a different gentleman. I talked to him, Jim yesterday, and our James. And he was telling me he brought a kid back from Honduras, had some hip surgery done on him, and now he's, living a healthy life. So I think this Rotary thing reaches out far greater than what I really realized when I showed up here.
Well, you may find, and I'll tell you a short life story about myself, you may find out that we're a lot more alike than you would have ever imagined. I was born in Chattanooga, right here where we sit at Erlanger Hospital in 1954. My mom and dad moved to Nashville when I was 5, almost 6. I went to Creve Hall Elementary School there in Creve Hall. And 5th and 6th grade, my father traveled for a living in the trucking business. My mother worked for W.T. Grant Company. And she ran the luncheonettes, which were later called Bradford House Restaurants. I didn't know, and my dad didn't know. My mother had been sick for some time, unbeknownst to us. My parents got divorced when I was in the 6th grade. My dad left. My mother was sick. My mother came back to Chattanooga here to Moxonby, and she was in and out of mental institutions for the better part of the next 60, 50-something years. The last 20 years of her life, the best life she ever had, when we finally got her completely straightened out. But my father was smart enough at the time, realizing that my mother couldn't take care of me. He had to travel, and I was an only child, and he put me in Castle Heights, where I quickly learned the best lesson anybody can ever learn in the United States, or anywhere else for that matter, is the world don't owe you nothing.
That's exactly right.
What you get is what you're going to get when you get out and earn it yourself. And so I was fortunate enough to go to Castle Heights. Had some great leaders and some great instructors. There's a gentleman who became superintendent of schools in Lebanon by the name of Cordell Winfrey, who was my house parent when I lived over there. And he and his wife were absolutely wonderful people at a time when I needed structure and leadership. And so Castle Heights made a tremendous difference in my life. And it just made me realize if I was going to have anything, I was going to have to get out and work on it and get it myself. And so Luckily graduated from high school. I went to Castle Heights through the 10th grade and then went back to Atlanta. My dad had moved to Atlanta at the time. Mother was still in and out of the hospital here and trying to live by herself and having trouble with that. Her sisters and her entire family lives here in Chattanooga. And so I went to live with my dad, graduated from high school, graduated from college, and lucky enough to go to work for Motorola Communications. And
Scott Lumley.
My father went to jail when I was very young. So it got pretty rough between 9, 10, 11 years old. A lot of abuse happening inside the house. At that moment in time, I decided that I can't live this way anymore. I walked outside and looked her straight in the face and said, I'm leaving. And I was 11 years old. I hitchhiked to Tulsa, Oklahoma in a Greyhound bus in a luggage rack. I think the sports was an outlet for me. I think it was a way for me to escape my life. Consequently, I ended up becoming a very good athlete. So I got off into bull riding, got off into riding horses and competing. Did that for about 20 years. But my mind was always generated to entrepreneur type things. So I was always starting companies and building companies. I just went from everything to nothing. I was constantly having debtors, creditors coming at me right and left. I learned that I didn't need a bankruptcy trustee. So Resolve Financials was born because I found a way to basically become a debt negotiator for businesses. I started trying to figure out a way to acquire properties economically. It's not anything new. It's actually 120 years old, but the way we do it is a totally different way. Instead of you beating your feet to death, going from courthouse to courthouse, courthouse to courthouse, we've actually API'd all this stuff into one spot. We're seeing that we're averaging around 12 cents on a dollar that we're buying the houses for. I mean, what's success, really? I mean, it's all relative. The entrepreneur side of this thing, for me, is this allows young entrepreneurs to be able to come into our program and get a start and better their lives. That's what really motivates me behind this. I mean, we all strive to have wealth in our lives, but what is wealth? I mean, is wealth money, or is it helping people, or is it a combination of both? And I think there can be a balance of it. And I think there has to be a balance of it.
Scott Lumley, ResolveSuite.com.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Had a great time with them developing pit-to-car communications for NASCAR in 74 and 75. And that got me a jump start into meeting someone that was in the cable television business. And he made me an offer to be part owner of a company for my services and what I would do. And he asked me if I knew anywhere where there wasn't any cable TV companies. And I said, yeah, back where I'm from in Tennessee. And so we came to Tennessee and lobbied for the franchises in Lebanon and Gallatin and Portland and Carthage and Hartsville and Springfield. We ultimately got Gallatin, Portland, Carthage, and Hartsville, did not get Springfield, did not get Lebanon. We built those cable TV companies in 79, 80, 81, and began to operate them. And then 84 and 86, we sold out to what is now Comcast.
You know, were your offices in Metroplex in that area?
No. My office was on Westland and James Street in Gallatin.
Okay. Well, the reason why that brought back a memory for me that... Yeah, I used to, when I was servicing copy machines. You know, I think I heard something there I think is kind of neat. You, even though you have trials and tribulations in your family, you always kind of want to migrate back to them, no matter how bad it was. It's interesting how, in my situation, no matter how bad my situation was, you know, I always wanted to have that father and mother connection. It just never worked out for me. So.
Yeah, I had great parents. I mean, I'm not saying I didn't have good parents. I had great parents, and I had parents that would help you do anything. My mother simply was not mentally capable at times, and my father traveled, and he was smart enough to put me where I'd be taken care of. Luckily, he could afford that back then, and so there are some benefits. But I just believe that we all need to understand nobody owes you anything. What you get is going to be what you earn.
Well, on that note right there, let me ask you a question. I'm sitting here, I'm reading a list, folks. I mean, I told you I'm honored to sit here with this fella. What he's accomplished is just amazing, and I'm sure this was a 2.5-minute highlight reel. I'm sure there's much more to dig into here. But I want to ask you about failures. Tell me about failures that you've had in your life.
Well,
because I'm looking at all this success, and I mean, this is not luck.
Well, let me tell you, I was fairly lucky because I didn't have many failures. I've had some things that didn't go quite like I wanted them to, but you know, I guess the biggest failure I had was developing two subdivisions at the same time, and then getting hit with carrying that loan in that process through 07, 08, 09, and finally have gotten out of that, sold one subdivision in its entirety, and then I sold the other. I sold all but three lots in that subdivision now, and all that's clear and free. So I finally got out of that hole. But I had some difficult issues dealing with some banks, and it was not easy. I'm going to tell you, it took a lot of my savings to stay afloat. And to keep from filing for reorganization and everything else to make it work. And it cost me about $70,000 in attorney's fees to make that not happen the way they were trying to make it happen. was it stupid? You look back and you say, yeah, it's pretty dumb. But nobody was able to predict that it was going to fall like it did. I mean, everybody thought it might slow down. But once we found out that the government simply does not have the ability to watch, supervise, lead, change Wall Street. In my mind, those are places for people to play with big money, that playing with other people's money, and you never know what the real truth is. I would venture to say that probably, and this is my own stupid opinion, okay, so don't take this for anything. I would say there's 75 or 80% of the companies out there that are not worth the number of stock units they have. If you sold it all tomorrow, the company's not that worth what they say it's worth. So they're playing on your money.
What's monopoly money?
The big boys have the ability to sell off and drive the price down. Once they drive the price down, they can buy it back, increasing the number of shares they hold with the same money they just sold. And it is, unfortunately, a game where people like you and I probably don't need to be there. We need to have our investments in things that we can look at, hold, fix, repair, remodel, and we know what we got coming in, we know what we're going to go out, and we try to keep the difference. We let the banks help us make money.
Well, it's funny that you said that, because, and I'm going to do this again if I don't knock my coffee off here. Here, I'm going to set the coffee down. But somebody the other day asked me, they said, you know, they were getting in our program, they said, what do we need to know about finance? I said, well, it's really simple. They said, well, I think I need to take some finance classes. You know, I think I need to you invest some time into understanding more about budgeting, business, da 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 da. And I said, no, it's really simple. And he said, well, what do you mean it's really simple? I'm drawing it out right now for you. I show this piece of paper to people on the live feed right now. I said, this is really as simple as it gets. This right here is really finance. If your expenses is more than your income, you're losing money.
Absolutely.
it's really not more complex than this, folks. And people really want to complex the fire out of this. Now, I realize we have to have financial statements for banks. And, you know, they're going to ask them for us every year. And by the way, this is really cool, folks, because very seldom do we get to meet somebody that has a ton of business experience and simultaneously is working for a good cause at the same time. So I'm having fun going back and forth with the business because most of my interviews that I do are with very influential business people.
Which I'm not influential at all. I'm just trying to be a good, astute business person.
Well, ultimately, successful business people are they do end up with some influence because other people are listening because they want to know how. When I say influential, what I mean by that is there's a lot of students of business that just never have an opportunity to hear from someone like you that literally, you know, they didn't take life for granted. That, like, much like myself, that just kept working and kept digging and kept going forward, good, bad.
From the time I was 19, I was in one business or another. I've always had more than I usually have two or three things going at the same time. And that's what I did. And I always used my money I made to pay for my family and do this. And I used a little money from the other company to party a little bit, and I tried to put some up in between. So I had a plan. I was kind of reading that article from Jay Leno the other day. Did you know that he has never spent any of his Tonight Show money? Not a dime.
No, I didn't know that.
It was a great article in the paper about how he did it. He always had two somethings going on at one time. He banked the highest number and spent the other money. And so when he started out in comedy, he was working in the car business. He was making more money in the car business than he was comedy. So he's using the comedy money for his play money, and he banked his car money. Then when he got successful in doing the comic stuff and was still fooling with cars, he started banking his comedian money and spending his car money. And then when he went on the Tonight Show, it was more than the
So he banked,
banked the greater number every time, but he always did do something. It was a great article. Absolute great article.
Yeah, I find it funny. My wife gave me an ADHD the other day, and I said, no, honey, non-stop. That's just called diversity.
Instead of knowing about things like what the Senate was for health care,
some people won't like this. You'll love this because you brought it up. My dad said there wasn't a kid in the world ever had HDAD. He said they have HB.
Who had an illicit affair,
and they would say, Jim, what is that? And he'd say, ain't been hit
MSNBC
hard enough yet.
Busted up their
amen to that.
That was his standard line. And, you know, that brings on a total different subject about discipline and education and everything else. And we can go on and on. That turns into a political nightmare that there's no final answer because you and I don't have final control. We have final opinions, but we may not change anybody's
opinion. And being very being self-made people, which is what you are.
Or call 800-800-0305.
Allergies this morning. Being a self-made people, you know, once you direct yourself into a plan, there's not much stopping you. You know, there's, at least in my case, you know, once I decide I'm going to do something, I'm going at guns a-blazing. So,
my wife fusses at me at least twice a week. Sell some of this stuff and let's enjoy it.
Okay, I swear you just sound like my wife. She's literally on the way down here. She said, why are you going to this thing this weekend? Yeah, we can go. Let's go out of town, take the kids, do something. I said, honey, listen, this is what I do. This is what I love. And I love you, too, and I love my kids, too. And we'll do that next weekend. But this weekend, I want to work.
You know, I kind of have a philosophy. I like to work real hard. Sometimes I work 7 days when I play real hard. But I will tell you this. When my children were growing up, they came first. If I had to go back to work and work till midnight, that's just what I did. I didn't miss soccer games or hockey games or baseball games or football games. I worked hard. I attended what my children did because my parents didn't.
And I'm the exact same.
And so, anyway, they did the best they could. I chose not to do that. And so, today after lunch, I will be jet streaming it from here to Brentwood because I have six grandchildren from the ages of 12 to 1. And today is my 4-year-old grandson's birthday and my 1-year-old grandson's birthday. My son has two boys. And they were born a year apart.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
The forecast today is for skin itch and irritation, because with warm weather like this comes all sorts of bug bites and rashes. The best way to be prepared? With the power of 10. Cortisone 10, the anti-itch cream that brings fast-acting, long-lasting relief. Relief that lasts 10 full hours. So let's revise that forecast, because with Cortisone 10, your day is looking a whole lot better. That's the power of 10. Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Matter of fact, I tell a story. I don't know if I should tell this, but I want to anyway. I tell a story. If my dad's listening, he'll be upset. But my father showed up to one baseball game my entire life, and it was my senior year. It was the game before we went. We were getting ready to go play in the district or regional championships. I can't remember which. First year, Dawson Christian ever had a baseball team. And quite frankly, just between me and you, I think everybody in Dawson Christian would, without a doubt, would be an unarguable point that I was the baseball team. And it was a one-man band. You know, I had a lot of great friends, a lot of great guys on the team, but that was their first year playing baseball, and you know, I'd been playing baseball my entire life. So my dad showed up, and I had been landscaping in the evening times to earn enough money, also been a janitor at Dawson Christian Academy, which is also in my book, by the way, been a janitor at the school to pay for my school. So Dr. Gary Coker was kind enough, like you had your mentor at your school. Dr. Gary Coker was kind enough, because I didn't have the money to be at Dawson Christian Academy. He was kind enough to, by the way, after being thrown out of McGavick, that's a whole other story. But he was kind enough, because I was a great baseball player and they were wanting to start a baseball team that year, to let me come in and be the janitor of the school, and also allow me to run a little landscaping company, a little lawn maintenance company that I had on the side, which afforded me the ability to be able to go to Dawson Christian and pay the tuition.
Absolutely,
they didn't have scholarships or financial.
Radio Night Live. I'm Kevin McCullough. Coming right back.
Plans for kids that you either paid or you didn't go. Now they've changed a lot of that. They have scholarships and they have financial programs for kids at Dawson Christian. But at that time, that wasn't there. So Gary Coker helped me do that and get through my high school year without parents. I actually made it through all. I graduated high school. I did attend college for about 14 seconds. And it was just long enough to get there and realize I didn't have any money to eat. I had to go back to work. So I find it funny that, and as I interview these people, a lot of very successful people come from hard upbringings. I mean, I'm seeing that more prevalent.
Well, you know, John Wayne has one of the greatest statements in the world about life. He said, life is hard. It's even harder if you're stupid. And so that's a quote by John Wayne years ago. I have that on my wall at my office, and I read it every time I go out the door. And so hopefully that helps me stop and think about a decision I'm fixing to make instead of making it in 3 seconds. Think about it. Don't do anything stupid. So, you know, every day we get up, life brings us different challenges. And you just have to meet them, do the best you can. I try to keep good people around me. That's why I love Rotary. You can make things happen with connections. A lot of people goes, you're lucky. It's, you know everybody. Well, you know, sometimes you get a few breaks by who you know and how your connections fit in with what you want to do.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about some accomplishments. This has been great, but look, you served on Sumner County Commissioner from 90 to 02, 12 years.
12 years. 12 long years.
Now, I just started to say, Paul, you know, I have a good friend of mine who's out of Mount Juliet, Tennessee, and I spent a lot of time over the last 4 or 5 years in Mount Juliet. And obviously, if you're spending time there developing, you better not have politics. You better know people. I mean, it's just that simple, because when you start developing a piece of property, you develop, you've been through all this, you know It just takes phone numbers in order to be able to get things accomplished, if you want to get it accomplished with any speed. But I couldn't imagine spending 12 years in politics, especially in Sumner County during that time.
Well, you know, politics in Sumner County has always been a little tough. I hate to say this, but in 1959, when my dad built in Nashville and they were building Scottish Highlands there by Bluegrass, they asked my dad, said, you know, Jim, how come you didn't build in Scottish Highlands? He said, well, he said, let me tell you something. In Nashville, the politicians, the ones that are tough to deal with, we're able to deal with them. He said, Sumner County is so messed up that when politicians die up here, they screw them in the ground. And so my father said that when I ran, I would never get elected to anything because I told people what I thought. I was straightforward, outspoken, but I had to give it a shot, and I got elected and served 12 years and served on every committee the county has to offer, from general operations through to the beer board to the planning commission for 12 years, and I did enjoy it. And let me say this, there is a ton of difference between a politician and a public servant. I never asked for that job to be a politician. I asked for that job because I wanted to be a public servant. I had been lucky. I knew how to meander the system and a lot of things, from contracting to building to business to this or that. And I always thought it was important to help people that call you and say, how do I do this? And that's really why I ran. And I didn't care about having power. It paid $275 a month for all the aggravation you can stand. You know, it never was about any of that. It was never about knowing which piece of property was going to get developed or bought by the state first in a backroom deal. There's a lot of things that go on in politics that allow people that are willing to use it for a personal gain to do exactly that.
Well, which is why you want to make sure that you have good integrity, people. You know, that's the key to the entire thing. Yeah. You know,
I served with some great people from Hendersonville, Fred Qualls. I know a lot of people have issues at times, had times with Merle Hyde, but Merle was kind of strict kind of guy. Merle had a vision and a do-it-his-way plan, and sometimes we argued and sometimes we didn't, because we both were made of probably a little bit of that same cloth.
Sure.
And, you know, there were some great people. Jane Henry, who served for a long time down there, just great people. I was talking about Fred Qualls last night. Fred was a great guy. Would have loved to see him run for county executive, and he wouldn't do it, I mean, there are just several people that I enjoyed. Steve White from up in White House in Portland area. They're just a great bunch of people. Pat Webb was a coach at Gallatin for a long time, served on the county commission. we had a good time, and we conducted the county business openly and fairly. And I think during that 12-year period, we had one nickel or dime tax increase during the whole 12-year period, and managed to get by and be A-okay.
Well, they've definitely changed that recently.
Yes, they have.
I think we had a 25% tax hike?
25 cents. And, you know, on a... And the worst problem about property tax, here's one of the issues, and this ought to be changed statewide. The county commission sets a tax rate before August 1st, if they do it. If they don't do it, they operate on what's called a continuation budget until they do it, either in August, September, October, or the commissioners start complaining if you don't get the tax notices out, they're not going to do it, so they'll finally set it. But guess what? That's not for the year that was passed. It's for the year you're in.
That's right.
So you and I, as people that have rental property, for the last 9 months or 10 months, if you give somebody a 60-day notice of rate increase, you have not known that your taxes went up, in my case, at Red River Warehousing, $10,000 a year. And I was already 9 months into it. In that case, I was almost 10 months into it before they ever set the rate. That's wrong. You ought to have to set the rate.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Tribulations. And Citizens Bank stood behind me too, one of the few that did.
Yeah.
And consequently, I've never let them down, and I hope I never do. And, I've been real smart about my business investments and my commercial investments. You know, I try to keep real low LTVs in case we all know that a bad economy is coming back again. Upside about Resolve Suite is it's a downturn system. So as the economy becomes worse and worse, it's going to be able to help more and more people. Or as it declines, it'll be able to help more people. But on the commercial side of it, I've tried to keep real low LTVs. You know, be real smart and be in a position for a downturn. And because I've been through the 08s and lost everything I had and went through all the problems and troubles and trials and tribulations, I don't want to go back there again. So I've taken a little different approach this time. But you know what? It's an honor. I mean, it truly is an honor. You know, I didn't realize what an honor it was until I sat down and started talking to you. And then I realized, the very few times in life you get to meet people that one, are kindred spirits, but two, that you can actually learn from. And I'm gonna be honest with you. I made the statement the other day. Somebody said to me, they said, "Scott, who's your idol?" I said, "I don't have one." And they were like, "What? Well, who's your mentor?" I said, "Well, I've learned from a lot of people."
Me too.
But I don't really have a mentor. You know, I'm not really somebody. Now. When I need to know about accounting, I go to my accountant. When I need to know about banking, I go to my banking. When I need legal things, I go to my lawyers. I guess we could call those mentors. You know, but very rarely do I meet somebody that I feel like I could bring any problem to. I mean, matter of fact, I could sit here and
my wife is an accountant by nature. My daughter's in the banking business in Jackson, Tennessee. My son's a lawyer. He's a employment lawyer representing companies that have been sued by their employees, or he works with you with your HR department and makes sure that you've got everything legal and all the books you put out in your employee handbook are correct and so forth and so on. And
you built your team.
He asked me one day, he said, "Dad, why do you work all the time? Why don't you sell some of this and start enjoying it?" And I said, "Son, I'm trying to leave something to you." He leaned up, looked at Coach Whittem. He said, "You better sell it, son, Dad, because I ain't working out here one day." I made him start working at the concrete plant when he was 8. My wife used to fuss at me because he'd come home nasty, filthy, dirty, tired. And he said, "You're not going to let him have any fun?" I said, "Yeah, he can have fun when I let him have fun." And so he told me, he said, "You better sell it because I'm not working out here one day." And he's never worked since the day he graduated college. He's never set his foot in that plant except stop by and see if I was there.
Luckily, I've got a son that likes working with me. But we're also not forming concrete.
You're not shoveling concrete and sweating and washing it off and getting stuff over you all day long.
No, we have done that. We have a construction company, too. And you see Grant Baker shaking his head right now. All these guys have... Here's the cool thing about it. All these kids that you see around me, right? We call them kids because they're 22 years old. They're all tech geniuses, but they also have all worked for me in my construction companies. And I've handpicked them out of different companies and brought them into this new Resolve Suite system because I consider them the best of the best.
Well, I'm going to tell you one of the greatest lines I ever heard about business. Successful people always do what others won't. And as a leader, that means you lead by example. You don't tell people to do something you haven't done yourself. Because first of all, you need to know how you expect it to be done. So you know whether to tell them they did a great job or a poor job and don't come back. So you need to know that. But successful people always do what other people will not do. And it reminds me of an old song, since my radio stations all play oldies music, is one man's ceiling is just another man's floor. How high do you want to go?
Matthew, I think he just walked up. Matthew, last night, this I think it's an intro to this. Matthew, last night, we were sitting at a table, and I said, oh, these are all my tech guys. And Matthew stepped up and said, oh, make no mistake, this man right here is as good on a computer system. We can do as much as we can do.
I'm not a computer guy. I don't claim to be. Don't like them. I let Chuck do all my computer stuff, or call my daughter and say, Karen, I have locked this up. What do I do? I don't like computers. I still do in one of my businesses. Not only do I put it on the computer, but I still use a 13-column pad and control it and put it on by hand every day.
Isn't it funny? I can get a spreadsheet, Excel spreadsheet.
I don't use Excel.
We use accounting software. I use Excel to simplify it for the audience. But I was trying to simplify it down. Thanks, I appreciate that. But anyway, I get Excel spreadsheet. I actually get a report, financial report. I'm sitting there looking at the financial report, and I catch myself going over to a pad and going, you know, back to that simplicity.
Yep.
That, sometimes we can really complex business, and this really doesn't have to be. I think the moral to this entire thing is the better you are to people, the more opportunity you have in life. And I think that's what Rotary Club seems, so far, what I've seen so far, that's what they're doing.
It's the old story. You know, what you do and how you do it all goes around every day. You know, you treat people like you want to be treated. You respect people. And I'll tell you, the first thing I learned about respect, I learned this at Castle Heights Military Academy. You can't respect anything until you learn how to respect yourself first, which means you learn how to dress. You learn, you know. And I had long hair. My dad fussed at me all the time, you know, and they were raising Cain. And I said, Dad, look, I wash my hair twice a day. I wear really nice clothes. And he goes, that's great, son. The problem is, in the first 15 seconds when you meet somebody and you look like you look, everybody thinks you're a friggin' idiot.
Yeah.
He said, people will make a decision about who you are and what you are, which may be wrong, in the first 15 seconds that they meet you.
You
never have but one time to make a first impression.
Which is why you see all of my young men dress nicely.
Yeah.
And women.
Well, my buddy, Josh's friends come to the house. They never were allowed to wear their hats backwards. You don't wear sloppy clothes. You don't wear jeans with friggin' holes in the knee. You know, and there's people buying those things. I don't get it. But,
and paying twice as much as a regular jeans cost.
I know.
The world's changed. I mean, let's be for real about it. You know, the world's changing and evolving in such a pace that it's almost saddening in spots. But, you know, that's back to the Rotary. The Rotary seems to be trying to hold at least some stability in our country and in our morality, I guess, is a good word to use.
We need to get you in Rotary. We need to get some of these young guys started in Rotary. I know they think that that's not the need, but the connections and things that they'll make with what they do may surprise you. I'm not going to bug you to drive all the way to Galton every Thursday, but remember this.
Galton's 5 minutes from my house.
You can join Rotary anywhere you are. You can make up every week somewhere, and you'll have the blast of your life if you put in an effort in it. If you don't put any effort in, you're not going to get anything out.
Well, you know, the funny thing about it was yesterday a bunch of the governors come over here, and they wanted to take pictures of all of them. They didn't ask me to take a picture.
Well, I've enjoyed it.
I have too.
You need to come get on the radio station down in Hartsville one day and talk about real estate and just tell people. You know, it's just great to inform people.
Sure, I'd love to do that anytime.
This is the information pipeline right here.
That's exactly right.
So,
and this is the new pipeline.
Yep.
This right here blasts all over iTunes, blasts all over Mixer and all these sound waves and this new technology that we're coming into. But I want to come to your radio, so I'd love to do that.
That'd be awesome. We'd love to have you.
It'd be incredible to do that. Well, Steve,
I appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Enjoyed that one.
All right.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.
A message from DAV to returning veterans. Thank you for doing your duty and doing our bidding. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way and putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for defending our freedom and displaying your honor. DAV thanks all veterans by fighting to get them the benefits and support they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.